Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
Ah, there we go. It's not today. It's Jack Grossman. By the way, we need to see what's wrong with Sam. Was that ankle?
I don't know.
Oh, that ain't good.
Yeah. Had to go to the locker room. That's
all right,
not good.
Let's go for sound.
That team was looking 3-4 wins straight in the face, not in the puss, in the face.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. That's the thing. And a lot of the fans were noting, and even Matty Bangs, you know, even quoted this, saying that, you know.
Quoting Matty Bangs?
I'm just saying, whatever you want.
For Louisville fan base? What is he, the authority of fans around the country? We got to clear
I'm just saying.
Matt Jones?
Wow.
Why y'all keep playing that guy's press conference? Excuse my language.
Oh.
Hit the dub button.
Sorry.
Keep them coming here on the mixtape on this Friday.
I was doing the Veterans Parkway horseshoe, which we would usually do. Not many
Veterans
people
Parkway
were out.
Horse- so. What'd you say?
Horseshoe.
What
Whoa.
Horseshoe, Dad.
The V show.
I don't want to hear him complain ever again about not getting enough balls. He's a disgrace. You know, if you're going to pipe your mouth open, you know, and want the ball, catch the ball when it's thrown to you, dude.
Who's he talking about
Hollywood
there?
Hollywood Brown?
Yep, Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown. I should have done. I was thinking on Louisville. I'm like, who would get this angry if Des Fitzpatrick dropped a football?
That's what it was, Hollywood Brown.
Keep them coming on the mixtape. Louisville leads by 10. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic. Keep them.
That's where I sit with the Satterfield thing. I think he's a good coach. I think it's, you know, his results at App State were pretty good. And I you know, loved what he did with the team last year. I don't necessarily hold what's going on with the team this year completely against him.
Nope.
It's a weird year. But I'm not bending over backwards for Scott Satterfield to give him this huge contract because, God forbid, we lose Scott Satterfield. No, thanks. You guys want to go cry about it? That's fine. God forbid we lose Scott Satterfield.
Stillman.
COVID didn't make Eddie Grand call a quarterback draw on third down in the red zone. That wasn't COVID.
He sounds like Matt Jones there, doesn't he? Sounds like COVID.
Yeah, he does.
No, you really do, man. It's fantastic. No.
Terry Wilson had all of the yards. Joey Gatewood, 0-for-4, 0 yards. Bo Allen, 0-for-2, 0 yards. That wasn't COVID, bro.
With that, we'll go to questions first from Tim Sullivan and then to Shannon. Tim, you're muted.
He's still muted.
Still muted.
A lot of people would be excited about that, Tim.
Their check. I'll give him just a moment here. There we go. I think I can hear you, maybe.
Oh, Tim Sullivan.
Shannon's trying to help him, or we'd go to Shannon. Yeah, still don't have you. I'm sorry.
Always tough not being able to answer those questions from Tim Sullivan.
All right, Shannon, we'll go to you.
Oh, poor Tim Sullivan. By the way, Kenny Klein, 1 minute ago, Samuel Williamson has a right toe injury, will not return to today's game. I mean, that was immediate. Yeah. He went to the locker room, and Kenny Klein had that tweet out, like, literally within minutes. All right, it's the mixtape on this Friday. It is The Take. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Go ahead.
Frankly, I was kind of wondering if I was going to pull out of this situation because it wasn't showing any improvement.
Both of those are very good numbers. I'm going to go with a B plus. Actually, I'm going to stick with Steve's B plus.
Yeah, because I'd have a hard time. I mean,
Brian, do you have an alarm set for the middle of the show?
Yeah, I just had an alarm set. Did you guys hear that on the air?
Yeah, because I thought it was your. Well, his goes off. And it's the exact same alarm.
Yeah, no,
it goes off all the time.
I told Marcus I set reminders on my phone, like cut the bonus hour, cut this.
They
pop up just periodically.
It needs to be vanilla. I don't like chocolate. I don't like Rocky Road. I want vanilla, damn it.
Ince. Is that Ince?
That was Ince.
Keep them coming.
Oh, my gosh.
But more importantly, for Mr. Cunningham, he is now a college graduate. So congrats to him on that. His mom tweeted that out last night. So shouts out to Mikhail for getting it done in the classroom as well.
You know, at Virginia last week, really, a lot of turnovers offensively, and then the shutout yesterday. I think they've just steadily been improving as the season's gone, and I think that's what you want to see.
Oh. Nick.
By the way, I guess
you're smoking.
How did the other two quarterbacks do, Ron?
Well,
no.
Suck doesn't mean Terry's any better.
Everybody sucked.
I'm sick of you saying how bad the other two quarterbacks are. That doesn't mean that Terry's any good at. Terry sucks also.
When I watched that Evansville game, and then all of a sudden you look and you can tell very quickly, Carlick Jones is legit.
What first thing you noticed out of Carlick Jones?
Well, just once he realized I can get to the bucket, and how he was so willing to do that, and how he lived in the paint and he hit deep threes. You know what I'm saying? He passed the ball well. Carlick Jones is legit.
He's looking good.
I agree with him. Keep him coming.
I've seen a team that's been really, really close, that has lost close games this year that they won last year, and aren't that far away from having a winning record and from being a pretty good team.
Aren't that far away.
By the way, some IG models.
I'm not upset.
Kiki and his and her girls are out on the boat in Miami.
They?
How about
are
that?
They? Oh, boy.
Wow.
Some dancing. Oh, well, hey.
I saved another one for you.
Jello shots.
You ready for this one?
Yeah. That's a good one. I like her. That's the baseball girl.
Here, how about this one? It says, pick your girl, Blair or Serena.
It's a win-win. You can't go wrong with the pick. I like Blair.
By the way, I got a couple others for you. How about
what?
That one?
Oh, wow. Little tennis skirt. I like the tennis skirts. I like the tennis skirts. Those are good ones.
How about that one?
Enjoying her fruits. Potassium.
Potassium's good, Grossman. Keep them coming.
I am not picky. Light meat, dark meat, a leg, a breast. It doesn't matter. Just give me some of it and give me a bunch of it because I need the meat on the plate.
I love Coach Sat, okay? I've sang the man's name. Like, I love the guy.
Scott Satterfield.
We have a TV set up outside. We got some people over right now. It's fun. We got some chairs set up.
How many people you got over?
How many? Just like six.
I want you
just
to count. Like, here, count man. Them out
plus,
loud for
plus,
me.
Plus a couple girls. Huh?
So it's not a sausage fest.
I cannot understand you.
It is not a sausage fest out at Alabama.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You got the chicks there? What are you drinking?
Huh?
You got chicks there. What are you drinking?
I got the Bud Light Platinums for today.
Buddy Platts?
Yeah, I got a six pack. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I got a six pack. It'll be fine. Keep them coming.
So you're saying you don't want Kentucky to get any first downs rather than just a couple first downs?
Okay, let's let Ron finish. Let's let Ron finish. Settle down.
No, this is Jason Insire.
No, it's not. Okay? Go ahead.
Well, hey, okay. I'm gonna go take a hit of my crack pipe now. So go on.
Yeah, okay, do that, Ince, because that's what you need to do.
I had to play referee between those two.
I like it. Keep them coming. And I would have deserved to be kicked in the groin repeatedly for being so dopey.
Anal.
What was that?
I don't know. And I would have deserved
anal.
He's saying uncle on Twitter right now. He's already quitting. He quits everything. A stoplight. I'm going to go home for today. Got to stop. Oh, my God. That stoplight might give me COVID. Got to go home. No, you put me in a cage match right now with Jason Ince. He's going to run scared. He's going to yell uncle right now because he's a quitter, and I'm not a quitter. We're not quitting here. No way. No fight. We're going all the way. Bring it on, Ince. I got you, baby. Bring it on right now. You can say uncle. I can hear you all the way from Santa Claus.
Golly. It's a lot of energy for him. It was like 8:30 in the morning when he did that.
Keep him coming.
I want you to listen to me carefully. Eyes on me. We ain't feeling sorry for ourselves. We didn't play our best football. You know it, and I know it.
Yes, sir.
But you didn't quit. You didn't quit. You fought him. You got character. You got something to you. There's a lot of football left to be played.
Yes, sir.
There is a lot of football left to be played. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
We didn't come here to be close. And I'm ticked off by the result. But I'm proud of you guys. And you fought and fought and fought. You stay together. You understand me? You stay together. This team is special. There's something special. There's some special things ahead of you. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Special things ahead of you. That's the truth. So you stay together. I love this football team, man. You got no idea.
No idea.
Full disclosure here. I don't watch a lot of UK football.
You don't?
You know. I mean, I watch.
You got to know the enemy, Ethan. It's the art of war. You have to know your enemy.
Yeah, I mean, now I did watch quite a bit of the Alabama beatdown just because they were getting smashed. But I still haven't seen enough of them. I know that Rodriguez is really good. Their running backs situation's pretty good. I know they don't like their offensive coordinator and the play calling with Eddie Grant. I know that's a constant.
I don't believe him at all.
No.
All right, it's the mixtape on ESPN 680 105.7 presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com.
Hey, John, first of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and thanks,
for the first game of the season, I thought your team looked pretty good. You should go into panic mode a little bit more frequently. When you made those comments the other day, you were obviously pulling our leg. How are you feeling?
No.
How are you feeling?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send all of you the scrimmage tape, and you will say, how did that team on Sunday play like that and then come out on Wednesday and play like this? If I thought you wouldn't share it with all our opponents, I would really do that.
Okay, I'll take you up on that, but how are you feeling emotionally after the performance tonight? You going to get some sleep tonight?
John, it's one game. I'm coming.
You lean back in your chair.
Oh, I know.
And you almost put your hands down your
pants. I know.
Rummage Giuliani, what's going on?
Steve, I have to do this. Brian, what are you doing back there? Just so you know, Steve, I keep looking up at Brian, and I want him to join the conversation. He's staring into the computer, and he's just giggling. Like, are you like? Is the sound that entertaining? Like,
no, I'm having to. Truthfully, I'm having to put together a best of 2-hour segment for later today that is going to be played while the game is going on.
You're putting a 2-hour best of during the show? You don't like the show?
No, I'm listening to you guys. I've listened to the whole show. I'm just multitasking.
Okay, get back to it.
And I came home smiling, and I told my wife. She said, "Wow, was it good?"
Fast and Furious Green. Let's go.
He sees the floor better than any guard. I'm talking about better than Siva, better than some of our better point guards. He sees the floor better than really anybody I can remember. I've been watching since the late 70s, man. I mean, this guy, that pass he threw for the three to Sam, I think it was.
Yep.
Man, I don't think anybody else we've ever had, Steve, I don't think anybody would have made that pass.
Nobody else ever could have passed the ball.
And that guy's older, too. Shame on him.
70s. Shame, he's been watching his late 70s.
Shame on that guy, honestly. Shame on that fan. keep him coming. Geez. Let's go.
I said Springsteen.
Play the Springsteen one again, Green, if you can.
I said Springsteen.
It was a combination.
Keep them coming. Green texted me while in bed. How about that?
Well, hold on a second here.
You did a video podcast in bed.
That doesn't mean anything.
Boy,
right?
There's a veto right there. You notice? Look at, boy, he's vetoing right now.
Okay, I'm going to compose myself. Just because Crane was texting you from his bed doesn't mean anything sensual was going on. Just like the podcast the other night.
Oh, no, we were
sensual.
We were
going on.
We were sexting.
Were you?
And I look.
Why you didn't need the veto
we need
there?
You freeze. Yeah.
In bed?
That doesn't mean anything.
Boy,
right?
There's a veto right there. You notice? Look at. Boy, he's vetoing right now.
Puma to come in and be a game manager and get that field goal. That's huge in terms of to not turn the ball over and take advantage of positive field position. Your thoughts?
Appreciate the call there, Tommy. Don't care.
I love that.
See, Nulls missed like 9 shots in a row here. Keep them coming on ESPN 680 1057.
I really think Scott Satterfield is as genuine of a coach as maybe that we've covered around here. Seems as straightforward as they come.
Straightforward.
When's the last time you lit someone's face that wasn't your wife?
Never. Ever.
You ever licked a face?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of silence there.
Well. No, I'm not blasting.
Is there a guy wearing a mask?
Withers has a mask on.
Why does he have a mask on?
He didn't earlier. He was playing without a mask earlier. I don't know.
Rummage must have texted him. Said, put the mask on.
Put the mask on.
Maybe he wants you to put the mask on. Put the mask on.
Mask up, Kentucky. Mask up.
Satterbum.
Mom screwed up. She told me my doctor's appointment, which she said was on Monday, is now on Wednesday, so I don't know if I'll be back.
What are you going to the doctor for?
hair loss.
I got
receding hairline right now. I need to get checked out.
I'm happy you brought this up because I've been wanting to bring this up on air so badly, but I didn't want to embarrass you. But Ethan has been
subject, but yeah, it's fine.
Ethan is absolutely terrified of losing his hair right now.
I used to just have such an afro. It's just so disappointing to see my.
How old are you?
Bald like this.
How old are you?
I'm only 20.
You're only 20 and you're losing your hair already?
Yeah, right?
In the front or in the back?
In the front.
Front.
Oh, man, that's so sad. Keep them coming to TSPN 680 1057.
The blunt instruments. Satterbum.
I've got a hot Thanksgiving take.
Oh, here we go. This is what I'm here for.
The Louisville Cardinals are the best 3-6 team in college football.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to react to that.
Bill.
Appreciate the call there, Lawrence. Yeah, look, I think that... thank you for the call, Lawrence. It tells you... let's hang up there. Yeah,
nappy.
Texas says it's dumb not to eat vegetables. I disagree with that.
I agree with him. Okay. I don't like them.
That's just because you're country.
Grow up. Okay, you want me to change my taste buds, Mitch? Like, try to convince my tongue that I like broccoli? No, this is actually really good. I don't want to spit it out and vomit my napkin. Yeah, this is delicious. It's nothing with growing up, Mitch, is I fundamentally don't like the taste. Grow up.
I'm with you, Struble.
We know you
which
are.
Is not shocking at all, I know.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
So you're not getting any balls, just so you know.
Boy, Dabo back at it yesterday,
too.
We got to play that. Dabo's still not done taking runs at Florida State.
I love him.
Still not done.
I love Dabo. Like, I know it's a bad thing to say that, but he's a psychopath. He's great.
He's what you would want your coach to – it's exactly what you'd want your coach to say right after what happened with Florida State happened. You want to still keep going.
Keep them coming. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. A couple more minutes. We'll get you out of here into the weekend.
Oh, Mark, I could bore you for hours. What?
You played against a team who embarrassed your rival less than 365 days ago, beat them when they were number one. Probably one of the funnest next day shows we've ever had.
Right.
Yes, you would agree with that?
Yes.
You pummel a team by 30 points in an opener where you had freshmen playing, the top grad transfer in the nation almost has a triple double. You win by 30. Your defense is good.
Keep them coming.
Yesterday.
That's all that Strieble wants to talk about.
Is my betting weekend?
Yes.
Well, right before we went on air, I was watching SportsCenter's top 10, the number 5 play, A.J. Brown just bulldozing 5 freaking Ravens players. Ravens, do you not understand the concept of tackle football?
There it is.
You're frauds. You're done. You're never going to win a Super Bowl. Lamar is trash. He's an average quarterback.
That one hurt.
You lick the little magic stick and you find out.
Game getting whacked off.
You lick the little magic stick and you find out.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice, solid base.
Your voice got so high there. You got nervous.
A little bit.
Your voice is fine, but for right, you got so
voice.
Nervous. There's your girl,
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
How about this one?
I don't know. I can't. Andy.
I have a nice
what are you
base.
Doing? What are you doing to me? What are you doing?
I think Crean's balls just dropped. Yeah, you know, probably so.
Whoa. Whoa.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing. I've been talking to both y'all off air. I'm super excited for college basketball today. It's just really nice. It's a rainy day, which is actually almost perfect for college basketball.
Wait,
and
what?
And you got a Louisville matchup at 4 o'clock, which I'm going to watch live. I'm
going
to pre-record my Western game, and then I'm going to catch.
I could be dying on air.
The way it's going to work is 4 o'clock is going to start 4 to 6. We're going to have Louisville basketball,
Brian,
all the way. Then, you know, I can probably fast forward
to
the Western
game
in about an hour, get that done by about 5 o'clock. And then, by about...
you'll bring him to the studio, I swear he'll wear
7 o'clock. And then I'm going to catch the last hour of the Kentucky beatdown when they're getting beat. When Morehead State's beating Kentucky, you know.
Brian.
Yeah?
We had this discussion off air.
Yeah?
I brought you the single earpiece headphones.
Sorry.
When Steve is in Tennessee, you have got, you have literally got.
Well, why don't you just not cut me off?
No, because it's a conversation, Brian. It's
this crazy thing where, like, you know, we're the on-air host, and there's times we got to talk. So it's
you've
kind of a wild concept.
You've got to get at least a single earpiece.
That's fine, but did he try to talk a whole sentence over me?
17 times he tried to, you know, go back and forth with you.
Okay, I got my earpiece now.
Goodness.
Brutal.
Keep them coming. Couple
Indiana
more.
Started their season a month later than we did, and they have one
they
more win.
They have more win. Yes, they do. And they started later. You're
I
right.
I won the bet with Schriebel already.
And I got to wear those stupid candy pants.
To school.
To right. school.
If I ever,
ever,
go,
if
back,
ever go back
to school.
If I ever go back to school, I might be done. That I'm going to get angry again. And I want to get mad. I'm going to break this pen. And I'm Commonwealth Dodge.
Who will like the pants more, your wife or Emily?
Shut up.
You guys are doing some weird things on these UK post games.
Yeah, we
shows.
Do.
By the way, Louisville's only up by one right now. Look at Carly Jones, man. He's
yeah,
slashing.
Almost missed
and
it
one.
Again.
Almost missed
almost
it.
Missed it again.
Instead,
almost
he made
missed
it.
Yeah, guess yeah, what he, almost missing means? He made the damn layup, Striebel.
He made it.
Yeah, if he was going up against a real player, he ain't getting nothing. All 5'9 of them, nothing. Watch him. Oh, well, almost missed it. Oh, 8-1.
Boy, you really
way to
is,
go,
this
Carly.
This is what you're going to do. This
yeah,
is it.
This is it.
This is it.
This
okay.
Is it. That ball should have fallen out.
Just watch the game.
I'm sorry.
Just watch the game.
I can't help it. This the evil side of me comes out every time Louisville basketball is on.
By the way, Carly Jones had 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists tonight.
Wow.
All right, couple more
that's
here.
Good.
I don't know how many we have here, Kareen. I know there's a bunch. Find, you know, the best few here that you like, and we'll get you to the Louisville postgame show here probably in a few minutes. 437-968. Let's keep them coming here. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
I mean, every time when they're around, you've got to have a 20-minute conversation. Jackson going to be awesome. He's going to be an All-American. I'm asking you coming in. He's only 17 years old. He can rip anybody down. He can break anybody's ankles. And then they got Boston. He probably going to be number one pick. Right. And then Tanner Clark going to be number two right behind him. Like, you're like, God, dude.
Can we talk about anything? You'd almost rather talk politics.
I know.
Or
I'm like, who voted for Biden or Trump? Can we do that? I just wanted to be like, I have COVID. Get out. Like, God, get out.
Everybody gotta go. Just
go. Get out of my house. God.
Oh. Rummage. Kicking people out for Thanksgiving.
But Rummage is saying that about Quinn Slezinski.
He is. That's the thing.
That's the big difference. Keep him coming.
Come. Nobody goes home disappointed with me. what I have there. Nobody's going home disappointed.
Whoa.
You're listening to Kentucky.
That's perfect. By the way, the stations might be simulcasting right now because we did that at 6 thinking the game would be over.
Yeah.
So we need to help. Is anyone there to help you? Are you there by yourself,
Are you by
the way?
Jack?
He might be by himself.
Oh, I am quite literally by myself right now.
So what's going on 93.9 right now?
You know as much as I do.
Let's not go.
Yeah. So my guess is that it's probably simulcasting, but if not, I can hit a clip and run over and check real quick.
Go ahead and hit a clip and run over and find out. Keep them coming up.
So you're going to wait. So what happens if you can't get it figured out? Then what happens? You wear a hat the rest of your life or you just shave it all off?
I'm going to be wearing a hat and I might go bald on top, hair on the sides. I don't know.
Oh, the grandpa look cool. I mean, you know, chicks dig that.
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
You should ask the women that are there, because as you said, it's not a sausage fest. Would they like it if you shaved it all off the top and then just kept it on the sides like grandpa? You should ask them if that's still sexy.
I don't know if I could just go bald, though, because I still have a lot of hair on like the side of my head, so I'd be shaving my head like every other day. That would suck.
We gotta get Ethan hooked up. We gotta get Ethan hooked up with Parsley Waldman. Get him.
Yeah, because at least you won't go. You probably definitely not go bald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Brandon Lang. It worked for him.
It did work for Brandon. His hair looks great.
Yeah.
His hair looks great. But I think this is a storyline that needs to be dove into more by the professionals on the take, because this sounds like it's got a lot of meat on the bone.
Yes, it does. I've been waiting for
if
this to come up for a while.
If any listeners have any solutions, please let me know.
I'm telling you, Ethan Parsley Waldman. They're friends of the station. We gotta get this hooked.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.